today we all doing our thing at the crib, and Heidi and Frank is at their studio. What's up, LA?
Hello. Good to see you, Atlanta.
And our boy Chewy is at his house too. What's up, Choo Choo?
What's poppin'? Choo
Choo. So today on the show, y'all, just being in his full house caused Bob Saget to tap into his inner Danny Tanner. And did the reels Lonnie Love forget her man is white? Oh my God. And Alec Baldwin asked for a favor from his nephew, Justin Bieber. Plus, y'all watch me be Porsche in the Dish Nation game showdown called Who's Leading the DMs? But first, Headcrack, what you got going on, boy?
I don't know, Brad. Porsche been on a roll on these games lately. And speaking of being on a roll, Miss Tina Knowles has had some time, ladies and gentlemen. Now, listen, we all know that Miss Tina Knowles used to tell corny jokes on her Instagram page, right? Now, some of them were actually pretty funny and some were just flat out corny, but that's the whole premise of it, right? Well, yeah. Let's take a look at this recent one she just posted.
So, did you hear about the corduroy pillows? Yeah, they're making headlines. Headlines in your head when you lay on it, you know.
It's corny, but it's it's somebody's mom telling a joke.
It's a mom joke. There was one user who was not feeling her joke, and he had this to say. Go ahead, say it, Gary.
Girl, take them bangs, honey, and disappear with your daughter, honey, and your damn grandchildren for a little while. We don't need this right now.
Huh? Oh, wow.
Now, Miss Tina Knowles clap back, and yo, Heidi, if we can open up Dish Nation Theater and you give it to us in your best Houstonian accent.
First of all, I am not a girl, so try to conjure up a little respect. And secondly, if you don't need it, then get off my page and go where you like what you see. With love.
Gonna sting his ass. They could care less if you sitting at home quarantined with your wife and you mad at her and you taking it out on Miss Lovely Tina Knowles. They gonna get him, okay? Because they don't play about Mama Tina. Now, Heidi, what do you think Beyonce's gonna say? Because you know Beyonce got a fake page and she on her mama page. So what her clapback gonna be to this girl?
Oh, her clapback would be, yeah, you're gonna have headlines on your face and you're gonna have bruises too.
That was about as corny as the other thing we just watched, Heidi. All right, y'all, moving on. Let's get into a little dating talk, shall we? Have you ever dated somebody and forgot their name or how they look?
Ooh,
what? Yeah. Well, y'all, Lonnie Love spilled some tea and kept it real on the Lip Service podcast about how she sometimes forgets that her boyfriend is, wait for it, white. Y'all,
I remember like one of the first times we started having sex, we dated from the back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot he was white. And I looked back and I said, who who's this white man?
Oh, James.
No, oh, that's James.
I think that's kind of beautiful that she's not even seeing color. She's just like, oh, that's right. We're together.
You know, my goal is to be confused for a black guy when I'm having sex with him.
It's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
My God, you're white.
They're
like, yeah, that's right. I've never guessed it.
It's never going to happen.
But you know what's crazy, too? During sex, sometimes you forget who you're with. I've forgotten which woman I'm with.
Hell
and I kind of
look. Insane.
I dated a Nadia and a Natasha at the same time.
Oh,
and
wow.
So that's when I started calling all my girls baby.
Baby.
Hey, baby.
Yeah. You're wrong for that.
I dated two Ashantis at the same time. So it was
that's a good thing.
Were you like in an African like studies class or something?
All right, well, moving on. We all know actor Alec Baldwin. He's achieved some great things during his career, but one of his greatest achievements is not winning a Golden Globe or being nominated for an Oscar. Let's take a look at what it is.
My greatest achievement is I'm Justin Bieber's uncle. My niece is married to the Biebs. And I just want to say to you all up front, no, I can't get you concert tickets. I don't know Justin that well, but I know Justin's friends with Ellen, so he's probably watching. So Justin, if you're out there, congratulations on your new album, and please follow me on Instagram.
Yeah. See? So, Frank, do you think it's just him trying to be nice to them, suck up to them? Because he did not go to their wedding.
Oh, yeah, I don't think it is. I think he's trying to be nice to Ellen. Ellen's a huge Justin Bieber fan. Has him on the show all the time.
He's
like,
that's right.
Oh, during the monologue, wouldn't it be funny if you mentioned Justin Bieber? He's like, oh, my God, if I could ask about Justin Bieber again.
And, but then he even mentioned him twice because he reached out to Justin and said, Justin, you still don't follow me.
Follow me on Instagram.
So, Uncle Alec. Yeah.
That's always so awkward when someone asks you to follow them on Instagram. Like, Brett, what's the craziest way a fan has asked you to follow them on Instagram?
Oh, man, somebody shot me a text and was like, hey, I paid $1,500 for your number. Can you follow me on Instagram?
What? Wow.
And I'm like, and then they sent their picture. I was like, don't you know I could turn you in? But I ain't no police. But that was real spooky.
Well, moving on, we know that Oscar winner Monique is known for speaking her mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she sat down with rapper David Banner on the David Banner podcast and opened up about the time when she more focused on being famous instead of being a mother. Let's take a look.
There was a time that when he was a little boy, I wasn't interested in being a mother. I was interested in being a star. Taking pictures and red carpets and signing autographs and traveling the world. So I didn't really put the focus in. And now that I'm 52 and he'll be 30, well, I pay for that. And I had to apologize to my son because I didn't tuck you in. I didn't read you those stories. My whole thing was, yeah, but whatever you ask for, I can provide it. I can, you see this big house? You see that basketball court out back? You see that pool?
Ooh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's called being transparent.
Yeah, but like she said, though, he got everything he wanted. He had the basketball court.
Well, sometimes you shouldn't get everything you want. You should get the things you need. And in some cases, that's attention.
Right.
There's a gang of kids out there that got everything that they wanted, and it turned out to be ass.
She's apologizing because this 32-year-old man is still complaining about stuff. So she's like, it's my fault. Don't blame yourself, Monique. Seriously, my kid had the basketball court. My kid had the big house. My kid had everything they wanted. And like Headcrack said, they're both ass.
But yo, Portia.
I was there. I talked to them every night. I was their soccer coaches. I was their football coaches.
Baseball.
I was their Cub Scout leaders. I was there for everything. And they're still pricks.
See? So it doesn't matter.
Well, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Right. I like the fact that she's being honest about it. She has summed it up in her own way. And, hey, you just got to be real and hope that when they grow up, you have a better relationship.
I mean, this is stressing her out so much. Her hair's turning gray.
Well, she can't go get her hair done. Things are closed, Frank. Things are closed.
Right. That's quarantine, Monique.
Coming up, watch Atlanta go head-to-head in the game. We're calling Who Slid Up in the DMs? We'll have that after the break.
Dish Nation. Computer systems in cars are the new normal. From electronically controlled transmissions to touchscreen displays to dozens of sensors. But you can't fix these new features yourself. So when something breaks, it could cost a fortune. This one time, I was on my way to a show and my car completely shut down on the freeway. Talk about anxiety. And then the price to get it fixed, let's not even go there. Now that I have CarShield, I don't have to worry about stuff like that at all. CarShield has affordable protection plans that can save you thousands for covered repair, including computers, GPS, electronics, and more. They've helped over 1 million customers, so drive with confidence knowing you got coverage from America's number one auto protection company. For as low as $99 a month, you can protect yourself from surprises and save thousands for covered repair. Monthly plans can be customized to your needs with rates as low as $99 a month. No long-term contracts or commitments. Call 800-CAR-6000 and mention the code DISH or visit CarShield.com and use the code DISH to save 10%. That's CarShield.com, code DISH, a deductible may apply. Dish Nation. Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now it's time to crank up the heat around here and play a little game, because I know it gets competitive amongst the room when we pop these things off, and I got one for you today. It's called Who Slid in the DMs? Now, I'm going to present a case or a time when a celebrity slid into a fan's or a celeb's DMs, and you got to tell me who it was. Now, this can get a little challenging because we're socially distancing, so you'll have a few seconds to think about your answer. You won't yell it out, but instead you'll hold up a 1, 2, or 3 to let us know who you think got it, all right? Now, in 2017, this singer stumbled upon a boomerang of a young woman working at a gym and DM'd her gym asking who she was because the gym didn't tag her. Is it 1, Justin Bieber, 2, Usher, or 3, Trey Songz, Give Me the Fingers? All right, the correct answer is 1, Justin Bieber.
Oh, my God. I thought Justin Bieber was number 2. Oh, God. I cannot hear today.
Okay, cool. Well, you got another chance of redemption. Here goes the next one. Now, this actress found a husband after posting a photo of his band on her page. He saw it and then slid into her DMs. Is it 1, Reese Witherspoon, 2, Kerry Washington, or 3, Mandy Moore? Have you chose 3, Mandy Moore? You are correct. This is astonishing.
Yeah.
All 3 of y'all got it right. Yeah. There. It was 3.
Nice.
Officially in the game now. Here we go. Now, in 2017, this athlete was accused by a model by the name of Heidi Hoback of sliding into a DM saying, teach me how to hunt and I'll teach you how to play ball. Deal? Was it 1, Tristan Thompson, 2, LeBron James, or 3, Kevin Durant? The correct answer is 2, LeBron James. Looks like Gary and Brat got it right this time.
Yeah! That's because we know what's up.
LeBron, if you're nasty. Here we go. Now, in 2013, this NBA player was put on blast for sliding into a fan's DM, resulting in the famous line, you try and get the pipe? Was it 1, Matt Barnes, 2, James Harden, or 3, J.R. Smith? If you chose J.R. Smith, you are correct.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey.
Chewy and Portia, y'all hit it right on the head. That was J.R. Smith that said that. Another appropriate answer would have been Mayor Marion Barry. moving on, let's talk about this Latin pop star who snagged a husband by sliding into his DMs to inquire about his art. Was it 1, Shakira, or 2, Ricky Martin, or 3, Gloria Estefan? The correct answer is 2, Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
Chewy and Gary knowing they stuff. How did y'all know?
Because Ricky Martin, that's what queens do.
Oh. They love art? Is that what they do? Or they love Instagram? Yeah. Which one?
Art. This last question is a pretty high stakes one because it's worth 2 points. And you have to really think about this because this one can have more than one answer. Now, This singer scored the woman of his dreams, who he is now married to, by sliding into the actress's DMs. Is it 1, Nick Jonas, 2, Justin Timberlake, or 3, Joe Jonas? The correct answer is 1 and 3, Nick and Joe Jonas. Everybody got it right.
Yeah. Yeah.
According to my score right here, looks like Gary with the T is the winner.
What?
All right, I want to thank all my fans. That's Portia and Brad and Chewy. Thank you all for so much, honey. And I just want to thank each and every one of you out there in TV land.
Commercial break.
So beautiful. Coming up, honey, being in a full house, honey, is turning Bob Saget into someone very familiar to him. All that plus more when we come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey. Now, everybody is stuck at home, so more and more we're all cleaning, sanitizing. We are all domesticated, okay?
Yeah.
And that goes for some of your favorite celebrities as well, like Bob Saget. He is one of those people who is cleaning and basically staying healthy by making everything nice and tidy. Now, he tweeted, oh my God, I spend my day cleaning and vacuuming and sanitizing everything in the house. I have become Danny Tanner. Now, his TV you remember how he was? Now, his TV daughter, Candace Cameron, replied with, you spent years getting away from him, and now you finally embraced him. Welcome home, Dad.
Talk about art imitating life, and I agree with Candace. It's like, because if you know Bob Saget and you've seen his stand-up, he is rude and crude.
He
makes you uncomfortable. Absolutely hilarious.
He's raunchy.
So he's been pushing Danny Tanner out of his real life for so long, and now Danny Tanner is sneaking back in.
So, Heidi, were you a fan of Full House, and do you have any memories of him cleaning?
Yeah, you know what? I did watch the show as a kid because I think I'm Candace Cameron's about her age. So, you know, it's like, oh, my God, I love that family. But if I'm remembering correctly, there was an episode where he was, you know, using, like, a dustbuster to clean. But then the dustbuster was dirty, and he's like, I need a smaller dustbuster to clean the dustbuster. Like, it was just like, he's just always like, I need the next clean thing. But
what do you mean you watched Full House as a kid? You were in college. Don't be saying
that. No, I was not.
You had your own kids at Full House.
How rude. Cut it out.
Now, Chewy, we started to see more of you on the big screen, honey. Now, have you played or auditioned for a role that you done in real life, Chewy?
You know what? I was just in the BET show 20s. Shout out to my girl, Lena Waif. I played a security guard, and I was actually a bouncer at a strip club, and did that for a little while. So I had the training
that's
already.
That's how me and Chewy met.
Yeah.
All right, well, moving on. If you're like me or you're like most women, our nails are growing out. They look horrible. Woo! Our roots are growing out. It looks horrible. Well, Kelly Ripa, she shared a very relatable photo on her Instagram Live saying, Root Watch. Week one, documenting her changing route.
Damn.
You can take a look at this picture here. I think we can all relate. I mean, Chewy?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I've got a hat on, and I've got a hat on for good reason, but I see some of your salt growing through that pepper. Now, I like it, but how are you?
Wow. Yeah, I've gotten lots of DMs and lots of messages saying that they really like the salt and pepper. I don't know if I'm going to rock
Silver
it
Daddy.
And keep it,
mm-hmm.
Because a lot of guys are doing it, like Khaled, P. Diddy. A lot of guys
They're
are
doing
letting
it
the,
because
just
the
grays
go. They
have
to.
But once this is over, trust, this thing is going to be black, black, blackity, black, black, black. Once this is all over.
Portia, how are you holding up under your rug, baby?
Baby!
Oh,
I had to put the wigs down, y'all. I took my braids out first night. I couldn't even do it no more. So now I got my hair and I got some tracks plucked and put, like, stuck in here in between my weave. So I'm doing all right. But, you know, I'm making
so,
it, baby.
So you're,
I'm
like, doubling
it.
Up? It's like weave and wig at the same time?
No, I'm not wearing any wigs right now. So this is my hair, and I have some tracks.
You got something for me, Portia? You have something for me? Because I'm a real mess over here.
A guillotine. you gotta go to Wiggity Whack, Heidi. Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
It's Wiggity 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 Whack.
Yes, honey. Coming up, y'all, was Young Jeezy trying to give a history lesson with the movie Coming to America, honey. Atlanta will explain right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Okay, y'all, so it's no question in the black community a must-see movie is coming to America. Well, Young Jeezy was social distancing himself with his fiancée, Jenny Mai, and her mom, Mama Mai, and had to introduce her to the classic. Take a look. Expression.
I think she looked offended. I mean, the body language, everything. She's like, coming to America? She's like, you think I'm fresh off the boat?
Oh, Frank Kramer!
Yeah.
If y'all know anything about Mama Mai, I feel like she's seen this movie just as many times as we have.
Well, Portia, how many times, be honest, have you seen this movie?
Oh, my God. I just watched Coming to America twice last week. I watch it religiously. It is something that if you see it, if you pass it by, you ain't black, okay? Every time you see it on Netflix, every time you see it on TV, you have to watch it.
Now, Headcrack, can you imagine being stuck in quarantine with your mother-in-law?
I mean, is there anybody else around?
Wait, what?
Like, how does this happen? Like, I need more clarity. I mean, like, my mother-in-law is, like, mad cool. Like, I would have no problem being, like, quarantined with her. But, like, you know, it would have to be a trade-off, because, like, this movie's on, you know, on the other side that I haven't seen.
But what they should have been watching was Jungle Fever, honey. That's the best movie they should have been watching. Instead of Coming to America,
you
should have sat down
movie.
With Mama Mai and watched Jungle Fever.
Okay, Heidi and Frank, what movie should we watch for your culture?
Oh, my God, for our culture.
Caddyshack.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.